Advent at Gardner-Webb University, Monday, December 12th. Written and read by Mary Beth Martin, Major Gift Officer at Gardner-Webb University.
As we move through life, we are faced with many trials. We often experience brokenness, downheartedness, loneliness, a feeling of wanting, or as the psalmist in Psalm 42, a thirsty soul in need of refreshment from God. We cry out and question God in the midst of our troubles, looking for deliverance, a sign of His presence, or a plan for our lives. Before Jesus' arrival on earth, the region in which He was born hungered for rescue, much like the psalmist mentioned above. The people had been conquered, oppressed, and downtrodden, and were looking for a deliverer they had been promised by prophets for hundreds of years. In seeking signs of the prophecy's fulfillment, the people expected God to show up in an obvious and powerful way. God, however, often works in ways that we least expect or may miss because we're not being attentive. Instead of sending a powerful warrior to free the people from political oppression, He sent a child to free them from the oppression of sin, a child who would grow up to demonstrate how to love God and others by ultimately making the greatest sacrifice. Later in Acts, when the new church was experiencing tremendous growth in the face of persecution, people looked for signs to prove the truth of the apostles' words. God performed miracles through the apostles, providing evidence that the people needed to believe in the Lord. Soon, word spread and the faith of the people grew. God has made His presence known in my life, sometimes through more obvious ways. A few months ago, my husband and I found out that we are expecting a child, our first, in April. It is amazing how we have grown and how our perspectives have changed as we prepare to bring this precious baby into the world. We've become closer as a couple, understanding the great responsibility we face together, and knowing that God has a plan for our lives and for our child's, but not knowing what that plan entails. I'm also reminded when I take the time to notice of God's presence and love for me in more subtle ways. A soft rainfall, a FaceTime phone call with my niece and nephews, an uplifting conversation with a dear friend, and times of quiet introspection are smaller but no less significant ways in which God lets me know He loves me and has a plan for me. As we celebrate the season of Advent, we celebrate the most amazing sign of God's love and plan for us. I challenge you to take the time to notice the miracles, both large and small, that He places in your life each day to give you the refreshment that you need and remind you of His presence.